Somebody say built different. Built different. That's a statement of clarity, right? It helps you to know, hey man, it's all right if my life doesn't look like your life, or if my gift doesn't look like your gift, or if my timeline doesn't look like your timeline. Who gave you your blueprint to begin with? Your beliefs are your blueprint. And for most of us, we never really checked out what model we're building according to. And what happens in a marriage is that you essentially repeat the same blueprint that was demonstrated in front of you without ever stopping to analyze, is there a new blueprint that God wants to give our family? Nobody was supposed to have a church this diverse in Charlotte, North Carolina. But God had a blueprint that we were building according to before we knew what the blueprint was. So I love the picture. And I think I'll make this the last thing that I share with you today. When Moses is building the tabernacle where God's presence would dwell in the wilderness. Remember, it was mobile. The tabernacle, you had to be able to follow, kind of like life is right now. You got to plan everything in pencil right now, right? With a big fat eraser, just to know that everything's moving, right? Just to know that, you know, the blueprint might not be what we think it is. There was a verse that always got my attention. I would use it to talk to leaders. And the verse is after God has given Moses these very specific instructions about here's how you build the curtains for the tabernacle. Here's how you build. He goes into great detail about the lampstands and the table of presence where the showbread was. And he gives great instructions about where the covenant was to be kept. All of these things in the holy, holy, holy of holies, the most holy place. And then there's a verse where it's like God is reminding Moses, because he showed him all this on Mount Sinai, where he gave him the law, he gave him the instructions, he gave him the vision, he gave him the blueprint. He says, after telling him all of where the furniture should go in the tabernacle, he tells him in Exodus 25:40, please, see that you make them according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. See to it that when you come down from this place where I'm giving you a revelation of what's real, and you have to go down into everyday life where people are, you have to go down into everyday life where problems are, you have to go down into everyday life where confusion is, you have to go down to everyday life where things aren't so direct connection. See to it that the pattern you build according to is not the pattern that you see in the world, but the pattern that you see in my presence. And I think it's so hard for us because God gives us these great glimpses of the kind of person that we can be becoming. You see it through somebody else. You hear it in a moment. You glimpse it. You get a glimpse of it. And then you've got to carry that glimpse all the way down into the distractions of your real life. I mean, let's be honest. Now, because many are having church at home, you don't even get to just have church by yourself anymore. Even as I'm preaching this, there is a distraction. While I am giving you the details that God gave me to give to you for what he's building your life and designing your life according to, there's stuff running around all over your house. Some of you even have AirPods in because you're embarrassed to be listening to a sermon in front of your roommates because they know how you really live and you don't want them to make fun of you. So now you got to take the faith that God birthed while I was preaching in your ear and live it out loud in the face of people who might not respect or expect or accept you at all. But don't worry about it, because God selects what people reject. Don't you turn around and do the opposite. Don't reject what makes you special. Don't downplay what makes you destined. Don't you take what God gave you on the mountain and the true you and build with an old blueprint. And I read that and thought, that's it right there. You got to take what God shows you on the mountain and build it in the valley. You got to take what you know to be true when you feel joy and apply it when you feel depressed. You've got to take the blueprint of what God showed you is supposed to look like and just build and hammer. You got to build an ark when you've never seen rain. You've got to build in the valley what God showed you on the mountain and not take a vote of a committee of cynics who are going to tell you it can't be done. He told Moses, make sure that you put all the furniture where it goes in the tabernacle according to what I showed you on the mountain. And you know what's crazy, Chris? Moses had a pattern that was shown to him on Mount Sinai. But that's not the mountain that we get our pattern from. That's the mountain where God gave the law to his people. The kingdom that Jesus came to inaugurate is built different. It's not built on Mount Sinai with rumbling thunder, flashing lightning, and wrath. It was built on a hill far away. Stood an old rugged cross. See, the mountain that I want to pattern my life after is not Sinai, where the law lives. The mountain that I want to pattern my life after is called Calvary, where grace is greater than all my sin and shame. So what I think God is saying more than anything else is to make sure that you are building by grace. Building by grace. So that when your faith runs out, Peter, and you run short, and when your faith runs out and your answers aren't there, and when your faith runs out and your explanations fall short, that you have a greater grace working in your life. See, God is not going to build the rest of your life based on what you deserve. No, no, no. It is built on a much truer foundation than that. This foundation cannot be shaken. If the rain blows, if the winds blow, if the streams rise, if it beats against your house, it will have its foundation on the rock and it will stand firm. And that's what you've been learning in this season of your life. You've faced some rejection. Some doors have been shut. Some things have gone wrong. Some things have toppled. Some truths have been tested. Ah, but it's not about the furniture. It's about the foundation. God can move it all around, but how great a foundation, how firm a foundation is Jesus our Lord. If you know you've got the right foundation, give God a shout of praise right now. Hallelujah! So Lord, I release this word in the spirit you gave it to me. You said to tell these people that if 1,000 fall at their right or their left, it will not come nigh them because they're built different. You told me to tell them that though the world may be dismayed and discouraged, not so with them because we're built different. You told me to tell them that in a divided time politically, that your church still stands together united under the only name that matters because we're built different. And upon this rock, you have built your church. And upon this rock, you are building our lives. And upon this rock of revelation, you are building an understanding that can never be shaken. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Come on, lift up a high praise if you receive it. If you believe it. That the stone the builders rejected. That the stone the builders rejected. Is the chief cornerstone. So Lord, here we are. We're not shifting sand. Our lives are built on you. The solid rock. The one who never walks away. The one who never gives out. I pray for people today who have been flapping back and forth. And maybe they've been more concerned with the furniture than the foundation. Maybe they've been more concerned with certain little items and things in their life and this going right and that going right. But none of that mattered when the storm came. Only what mattered was, what is it built on? Lord, we want to build what we behold in your presence. Today you showed us some things. I could feel it while I was preaching. You were showing us some things. All we ever see is what's wrong with us. Today you showed us what's right with you. And if I can accept Jesus, and Jesus accepts Stephen, I got to accept me too. We join with Peter's pronouncement today. He said it to people thousands of years ago, but he was saying it for us too. You are a chosen people. Once you weren't, now you are. Lift your hands like you're receiving on the mountain. God, give me a new blueprint. This week, I've been looking at some of the wrong models. Give me a new blueprint for how to spend my day, for how to spend my week. Give me a new blueprint for how to handle temptation and pressure and stress. Give me a new blueprint for how to treat other people when they're unfair to me. Give me a new blueprint for what significance really is, because I need it. Listen to me. I know who's for, I got to say it. What it's built on determines what it can be destroyed by. So anything that isn't built on Jesus, who is eternal, can be destroyed by something that is temporal. But you are a chosen people. Peter was chosen while he was cussing. He was chosen while he was preaching. Upon this rock, the living stone, rejected by men, accepted by God. We thank you for it right now. Receive it.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.